Director of Elementary Christina Robbins says LKSD found some extra money this year for some more teachers. So they started talking about a dual language enrichment, or DLE preschool in Bethel.
We're definitely hopeful that this happens this spring.
However, Robin says they still need to find a suitable location, transportation for students, and enough certified teachers. That last part is no small challenge, considering the money for this preschool came from unfilled teaching positions. Early childhood education coordinator Kristen Hanke says if the new preschool does open in January, it would take students off the wait list. She says there are currently 20 children on the wait list for the four existing preschools in Bethel, none of which have DLE.
And there may be more families interested if they know it's dual language.
Once students reach kindergarten, the DLE model would mean that half the classes are taught in English and half in Yupik.
But 3- and 4-year-olds learn through play.
Hanke says in dual language preschools, students practice pre-literacy skills with activities like word games in both languages.
We value both of their languages equally.
Hanke said parents can reach out to LKSD to get on the waitlist for the DLE preschool pilot program. She says the district will know by next month if it'll be able to open. LKSD is also exploring additional Yupik classes for middle school. Director of Secondary Education Aaron Schock says the district has a robust Yupik curriculum for its elementary and high schools, but less so for middle school.
We recognize that there are some gaps.
The district has identified a need for conversational Yupik courses in middle school and also for high school students who transfer from schools that don't teach Yupik. Schock says they hope to offer the additional Yupik curriculum for middle and high school by the fall of 2022 or sooner. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.